something is sudden, if you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy, Nkong Saba, Asian Joy Diver, QT6, Ella Mason Blanche. Worship with us on Sundays at 9 a.m., Wednesdays 5 p.m., Fridays 5 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 652-00-7219 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. This message is titled, A Time of Change.
Hallelujah. How are you going to be there? That angel is going to stand before the throne of God, calling the names to receive the crown. One after the other, our names will be called, and the crown of righteousness placed on our heads, one by one. We will not need introductions. We will just know everybody. You say, how do you know that? The Bible tells us, on a certain day, Jesus was with Peter, James, and John on the Mount of Transfiguration, and suddenly appeared to them Elijah and Moses. Both men didn't live in this world in the time of Peter, James, and John. They lived many, many years before they came. Peter didn't need introductions. He saw them and he said, Master, let us build three tabernacles. I don't want to go home. The glory was so much. He said, Lord, let's stay here. Let's build three tabernacles. One for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah. You know, there are such times that when the Spirit of God overwhelms us and we become so conscious of his mighty presence, we don't want to be anywhere else. Peter, at that moment, in the glory of God, for the Bible tells us that the glory of God came over them. The cloud of glory was there. He forgot about his family. He forgot about his house. He forgot about his business. He forgot about everything else. All his dreams were forgotten at that moment. Forgot about Rome and the empire. He said, Master, let's stay here. Hallelujah. I don't know if you ever found yourself in the presence of God. You know, many times I feel so sorry for many of God's children today because they have reduced Christianity to a religion in their lives without the Spirit. The Spirit is not one that we control. The Spirit is not one that we tell what to do. It is the Spirit of the prophet that is subject to the prophet. That means his own spirit is subject to his own control, but not the Holy Spirit. We do not control the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit controls us. But you will never know that until you are yielded to the Holy Ghost, until you are fully and wholly given to the Holy Ghost. When that happens, you will know it. You will know when that happened. You will know in your life the day you became submitted to the Holy Ghost. You will know. There are not too many Christians that are submitted to the Holy Ghost. Many talk about him, but they don't know him, for they have never met him. You know, many times when I pray for the church of Christ all over the world, I have to sing that song. Revive your work, O Lord, in the midst of the years. Revive your work, O Lord. In our individual lives, we can stir up the Spirit, but not too many even know the Spirit. The work of God all over the world needs to be revived. There needs to be a fresh unction on the church. We do things as we feel like in the church now. We say what we feel like. Not many know how their tongues can be sanctified of the Holy Spirit. I was listening to someone analyzing worship, and after listening to him, I went on my knees to pray. I said, dear God, has the church gone this far? Has the church gone this far? And the trouble is, the carnal, the earthly minded, the unlearned in the things of God doesn't realize that a message from the head goes to the head. A message from the heart goes to the heart. And a dear man, when he was analyzing worship, was trying to tell people why in certain churches they don't have many men, but the congregation has more women than men. He said the reason is they sing feminine songs instead of masculine songs. Brothers and sisters, when it comes to worship, man ceases to have a gender. When it comes to worship, you forget that you are a man. But he said, ladies sing, I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice. But the men, we got the power. So if you have a lot of you're not going to have many men in the congregation. No. The church had come to that point of interpreting worship in the flesh. Brothers and sisters, where your weakness is where the strength of God is revealed. Read about David. The Bible says that David was a young lad, handsome without yams. He didn't have a V. He was muscular. You understand? He didn't have all that. But his older brothers were tough. The kind of men that immediately you saw them, you said, these ones are for the army. And they were in the army. But when it came to time for God to select a king from that family, he went to the young lad David and picked him. What did he see in David? I'll tell you. No, God doesn't look at your education. Make no mistakes about it. As good as education is, God doesn't look at your financial status. As good as it may be, He doesn't look at what you have learned in the world. Because to be able to follow Him, you must unlearn everything you learned from the world. I love Catherine Kuhlman. She said, I had nothing. I was nothing. She said, I wasn't even beautiful. I had freckles all over my face. I tried everything to get rid of the freckles. She said, I couldn't. She said, I was that kind of a lady you looked at and you didn't want to see a second time. She said, one day, I got on my face before God. I said, dear Lord Jesus, I am nothing. I have nothing. If you can use nothing, then use me. And God used her to touch the lives of thousands of people around the world.
Hallelujah.
This message is titled, A Time of Change. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS. Or please call us on +234-188-834-34 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovell360.com.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered.
The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Judy from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love Old Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love Old Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment. Do you want your music to go viral? Are you looking at promoting your business and don't know how? Or are you just looking for a way to be heard in the media space? Then look no further. We at Love Old Radio guarantee you the right exposure you need. From music to business promotions, jingle productions to event coverage, all you need to do is name it, and we got it, because no one does it better like we do. Because when we do, we bring our A-game at pocket-friendly rates. Absolutely amazing. For more details, please contact +234-812-344-5783 or send an email to loveoutradio123@gmail.com. You could also reach us in social media, Instagram, loveoutradio_radio, Facebook at loveoutradio, Twitter at loveoutradio. Hurry now.
It's close, my brother, my sister, it's close. The Bible says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. The first trumpet sounds, and the dead in Christ will come out of the grave. At the sound of the second trump, those of us who are alive and remain will ascend. The Bible says we will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. That second trump is called the last trump. It's not going to be too long from now. Why? Because the world is preparing for all the things that are supposed to happen after the rapture. That's what's going on. And let me tell you, the world will not be the same. The world is going to be in a terrible situation. According to the Bible, the first 3.5 years after the rapture of the church will be so hard and difficult. Men's lives will be so difficult, and they will persecute Christians who will be left behind. Think, if while we're here in this world, they're trying to stop you from going to church, what will they do if those who were praying are no longer here? Don't plan to be here. Serve the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart. He has given us examples. Enoch was taken away from this world alive. We are going to be taken away from this world alive. Live your life for Jesus Christ. If you don't know how to do it, ask him to show you. Say, Lord, I want to live for you. Who will save your life from hell? Only Jesus is the only one who already did what needed to be done to save you. Live your life for him.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy, Nkong Saba, Asian Joy Diver, QT6, Ella Mason Blanchet. Worship with us on Sundays at 9 a.m., Wednesdays 5 p.m., Fridays, 5 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 652-007219 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. This is a continuation of the message, A Time of Change.
Hallelujah. Why was Paul mightily used of God? Because Paul said, what I knew, what I gained, what I had, everything became to me as dung. They became worthless. He said, I counted them but dung that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain to the resurrection of the righteous unto life. What are you living for? What is your life? What is your pride? Where is the grace of God in your life? Sometimes I think of the dear old saints who wrote so many songs for us to sing. As I read through their lines, and I feel a kindred spirit with them, I understand why they wrote some of those songs. Even though sometimes they wrote according to their feeling at the time, without looking at the reality. But as you read those lines, you know that what they really wanted was to be so close to God. They just wanted to be so close to him. The closer you are to him, the more like him you become. What is the Christian life? Is it religion? No. No. Jesus said in John chapter 6 and verse 63, he said, it is the spirit that quickeneth. It is the spirit that giveth life. The flesh profited nothing. If God is going to do great things through your life, you must lay aside everything that is not like him. There has to be a hunger. No wonder he said, blessed are they that hunger. Blessed are they that hunger, not for food, but for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst. They hunger and thirst. They hunger and thirst. Have you been so hungry that you could shut yourself in several hours or several days to pray? Have you been so hungry in your life for the things of God that you just couldn't stay with friends and all of this sometimes godless chatter? Turn your face only to the one who sees and knows all things. You want God to do something with your life? Or do you want to live an ordinary life? Just a human life? Is that what you want to live? There's more. I'm telling you, there's more. There's more. There's more. There's more. We can have more in Christ. We can drive in for more. We can press in for more. More. How? Through prayer. We press in through searching the scriptures. We press in. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. You can be gifted. I've seen a lot of gifted singers and gifted preachers. It is the grace of God that matters. And the Bible says, he giveth more grace. The more submissive you are to the Holy Ghost, the more grace he gives to you. The more you press into him, the more grace he gives to you. The more grace you enjoy. The more grace upon your life. But if you rely on natural talents, that's the reason gifted orators and gifted singers, I'm talking natural orators, natural singers, when they come to Christ, they make little impact spiritually until they drop the natural talent and say, dear God, the flesh profited nothing. You can have a gifted politician that speaks so well. If God will ever use him, he will drop the tongue of the politician. God always wants to use that man or woman who has nothing natural to boast of. Otherwise, he will have no glory. Look at Moses. God said, I want you to go to Pharaoh and tell him, let my people go. He said, oh God, you know, I'm slow of speech. I'm a stutterer. I can't talk. But did God use him? Yes. Yes, he did. 1 Corinthians. I want to prepare you for the days ahead. Let God fly you on eagle's wings and there'll be a change, there'll be a difference. Don't rely on yourself. Don't rely on your ability. As long as you can, God doesn't need to do anything until you're at your wit's end. But don't wait till you get there. Don't wait till you get to your wit's end. When you call, just look up to Him and trust Him and be piloted by His word. 1 Corinthians in chapter number 1. Hallelujah. Did you hear the reading of the scriptures? I said, did you hear the reading of the scriptures? You didn't hear the reading of the scriptures? Does that mean you probably weren't listening? Case go for is what is the Spirit saying? The Spirit of God is telling us to listen to His word. The Spirit of God is telling us not to be hard of hearing, but to be simply led by the Spirit. Simply led by the word. That's what the Spirit of God is saying. The Spirit is saying, I'm calling my children to a higher walk with me. I'm calling my children to a higher level of the manifestations of the kingdom. That's what the Spirit is saying. The Spirit is saying that the concerns of the past were not necessary. There's only one thing needful, He says. Knowing my will for your life, saith the Lord, and walking according to that revelation. That's what the Holy Ghost just said. Hallelujah. I said, that's what the Holy Ghost just said. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. From verse 26, chapter 1, 1 Corinthians. For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. He didn't say not any, he said not many. There are few, they're not many. Not many wise men after the flesh. Why? Because the wisdom of the flesh will not let them come in. Not many mighty, because by strength shall no man prevail. Not many noble are called. I'll read something to you in a moment. But God hath chosen. Everybody say chosen. 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 See, God has a choice. If God decides to make the youngest person in your family the greatest, you cannot challenge it. Man can only take away from you what man gives to you. What man didn't give you, he cannot take. He may try, but he can't. But God had chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God had chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which are despised had God chosen. Yeah. And things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in His presence. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe He died to save my soul. I believe God raised Him up from the dead. And He's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you receive salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. We'll be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 652-007219 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then His vision becomes real, not only to you, but He makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Nkong Saba, Asian Joy Diver, QT6, Ella Mason Blanche. Worship with us on Sundays at 9 a.m., Wednesdays 5 p.m., Fridays 5 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 652-007219 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. This message is titled, A Time of Change. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.levelradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-8334 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.